Sunday shows, networks only spend 7 seconds on Twitter files release. By Wendell Hasebo on December 6, 2022. Four major establishment media news networks mostly ignore the release of the Twitter files during their Sunday morning show programming. The Twitter files, which revealed how the 2020 Biden campaign colluded with Twitter to censor the New York Post's first laptop from hell story, only received 7 seconds of coverage on the Sunday shows of ABC, NBC, CBS, and CNN, according to Fox News. Over the course of the weekend, MSNBC only spent 3 minutes covering the Twitter files, while CNN spent just 10 minutes. The lack of reporting on the Twitter files mirrors how some members of the establishment media also tried to downplay the scandal, while others wrote outright false statements. Bloomberg's Jennifer Jacobs falsely claimed the Twitter files broke little ground on a laptop purportedly owned by Hunter Biden. While reporting on the scandal, The New York Times' Michael M. Grinbaum falsely stated Hunter's laptop was stolen, when the laptop was actually abandoned by Hunter at the computer repair shop. Mr. Musk and Mr. Tybee framed the exchanges as evidence of rank censorship and pernicious influence by liberals. Many others, even some ardent Twitter critics, were less impressed, saying the exchanges merely showed a group of executives earnestly debating how to deal with an unconfirmed news report that was based on information from a stolen laptop. The New Republic's Michael Tomasky published an article claiming the reporting was a minor development, calling it the president's son's junk and a Republican obsession. Twitter's CEO Elon Musk pledged to release more information on the scandal, but no date has been set. The Twitter files have so far exposed Twitter for extreme political bias in 2020 on 3 counts. First, the 2020 Biden campaign colluded with Twitter to censor content. Second, the DNC asked Twitter to remove conservative celebrities from the platform. Third, Twitter suppressed the New York Post's first laptop from hell story because it was unsafe. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute president Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Hunter Biden is the subject of a narrative film My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film was produced by the Unreported Story Society. It's the story the establishment media don't want you to see. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.